All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Late Night Restaurant Show. I'm so serious. With Canada's Restaurant Guy and Dominic. You know what?
Hey, everybody.
Thank you for showing up, Dominic. We have an incredible guest on tonight, and you show up late.
My deepest apologies. Yes. I will give my apologies in person again.
That's okay. We love when you're late, because then I get to razz you at the show. So for everyone that's going to be joining us tonight, obviously this is not a podcast. Don't think it's a podcast. Don't even think.
Yeah.
But it is. It happens to hang out with the other podcast.
Yeah, because we're good people. We can hang out with anybody, right? Pretty well anybody. Yeah.
we can really know how to hang but not overtake the podcast space, because we want to share.
No.
You know.
They're okay to share that space with us, and we're okay to be there with them.
Do you know what? Has anyone ever said that we're like the crazy Canadians? Because don't do that. I don't want that.
No, we're not crazy Canadians.
We're close.
We're like we're everyday Canadians. I think everybody's like this.
Everyone's like this? Well, we have fun.
Deep down, everybody wants to have fun. Deep down, everybody cares about what they do.
Everyone else shows up on time, too.
Ow. Ow. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to do that for the next 10 minutes. I'm just warning you until.
I'm on Toronto time. So I should have actually been earlier. That was on our time, right? Okay. Yeah. Don't let me try and help myself here, Jay.
Yeah. Lucky you didn't show up later. Anyways, we have a great guest on tonight. But before we get started, Dominic, what are you doing May 18th to the 21st?
May 18th to the 21st. There's something happening in Chicago. Something really big, I think.
There's
right?
Something really big. Big event
it's
coming
probably
up.
One of the biggest events at that center, I'm gonna say too. Nothing. I bet you it's one of the biggest events that is held at McCormick Place, because not many of them take over that entire place like these guys do. So really, really big. It's a big deal.
Well, what Dominic is referring to is the National Restaurant Show. It's gonna be a long night.
National Restaurant Association for you.
Did I say association? Did I throw that in there?
No, I did for you, but it is okay, the NRA show, yeah.
So there's over 55,000 professionals attend this.
Wow.
The trade show is 10 football fields big. You know it's in the U.S. is when they refer to football fields on telling you how big things are.
For telling people the size of
exactly.
It.
Exactly, yeah. I've walked 2 football fields today. You know, that kind of stuff. So there's 10 football fields. There's 900 different product categories, which I didn't even know that many existed, which would be pretty crazy to maybe count all of them. From food, beverage, equipment, technology, and everything else in between, the show is the ultimate destination to your source, inspiration, and innovation. Innovation has to be big right now, Dominic, because we know prices are going up. People are having to figure out what to do with their menus. And you know what? You need new ideas because you need to change your menu. And I've done a show on that the importance of changing your menu. If you don't, you suck.
100%. Yeah, you have to do it. And if you've never been there, this is your opportunity to go.
Now, Dominic, the best thing that we have, and you'll see this, I put it up on the screen here, that if you go to the National Restaurant Association.com website and you register, you get in there, you go excited, and you go and you type in the promo code podcast24, all big letters. Oof. You can save $55, which we do reference that to about 5 cups of Starbucks coffee, and you will be able to get that off. But you only have that till May 16th, and after that, you got to pay full price. Sorry, people. You snooze, you lose. That's how it goes. Anyways,
promo code podcast24.
Podcast 24.
Yeah, that's a big savings.
Well, now you can afford the parking. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never been there. You know, a lot of people take the train down there. The public transit is pretty good, but a lot of people park for sure.
Train. Who says train?
They have a train.
Yeah, okay. you say train, I'm thinking like horse and carriage.
I'm not that old, Jay.
Anyways, let's run our new intro that we have, and then we're going to bring our amazing guest in because she's been waiting here patiently.
Yeah, because of me. I have to thank her again and apologize.
And then we're going to learn she's a rock star.
But she's probably excited to have been waiting for this intro. This might erase my lateness.
It's a big, pretty cool. It's a big deal. You should see her on social. She's killing it every day. I see her stuff all the time. She's incredible. And she also lives in a really incredible place, I found out while I was waiting for you. So anyway.
What, in Saskatchewan?
She's from Saskatchewan.
What's a good old place?
No, she's just wait, you'll find out. You'll find out. Okay, so let's run this. She's not Canadian. I never asked that. Maybe she has roots. But anyways, she's not Canadian. She's a rock star in the US and she helps so many restaurants out. And I think she's just really cool. So anyways.
Cool.
Let's run this. We'll be right back with our guest. Here we go. Welcome back. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Kristen, how are you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you guys?
We're going to pretend we didn't talk for a half an hour before.
I know all the things. I got all
Jay's
things.
Already said you're amazing, so.
Well, yeah. Appreciate that. Very kind.
So, Solutions by Kristen. Awesome.
Yeah.
I just have a killer intro. I really got to up my game.
You got to up it a little?
Well, we have a marketing genius that works for us.
I know of this.
We can't release who it is.
Yeah.
And how much we pay for it?
No, definitely not.
It's a secret.
Apparently, he's Howard Stern. He's the Howard Stern, right? I want to see the curly hair.
Yeah, you know. Oh, you know what? Look, Jim Taylor is watching us. Hey, Jim. You know what? You got to come on the show one night, Jim. Like, dude, what's going on? We have had Derek on. We got a lot of people joining us today on Instagram. We are not on TikTok right now. We'll be on TikTok later with our shows and gems and stuff like this, but we are on every other channel out there. And then if you do happen, I don't know, Kristen, if you ever been and checked on podcasts, we sometimes like to put ours up with everyone else. But you know what? It's almost, sorry, we got more people joining us. Sometimes we don't want to, you know, ruin what other people are doing. Is that
podcasters like me appreciate you sharing the space with us.
Yeah. Well, we try.
Well, we don't want to infringe on your space either. We don't want to infringe on your space. There's space for all of us, obviously, right? But we don't want to infringe on your space. We're not here to do that. We want to share the space for sure.
We want to be welcome.
And
like yourself, everyone else is so much smarter than we are. Which that reminds me, Dominic, we have to run
our disclaimer.
We probably have to get a disclaimer about the disclaimer. So don't listen to anything that Dominic myself say because we don't know anything, like zero. And it doesn't reflect our promoters or sponsors or promotions and all that stuff. What?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
don't tell. I said one of us does not know a lot of stuff, but.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's both of us.
Yeah.
Kristen, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So let's hear your story. Let's hear this.
Yeah, but I have to ask you. You said, can I ask a question first? Because you said.
Well, you were you asked me questions last night for a freaking hour and a half.
But there was, and we didn't finish. Let me ask Kristen a question, though. Okay. Just one question, then you can take over. Kristen, Jay said you're from a pretty cool place, and I said somewhere in Saskatchewan, which that's where Jay's from, and he thinks Saskatchewan's cool, but you're not. Saskatchewan's really cool, and maybe you want to be from there, but really, where are you from?
I would like to visit. I've never been there. I am originally from a small town called St. Joseph, Missouri, but I've lived in Colorado the last 23 years, and I now
pretty
live
cool place.
Tucson, Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
So Colorado is much like Alberta, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's Alberta, like Calgary's Denver North, a lot of people would say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Have to come check it out. Yeah, Denver's.
That's real, Jay. Jay's looking at me. It's real.
I know it's real. I'm just trying to think how you are like trying to get her to come to Saskatchewan because that is not where you are. I don't even know how you can reference
that's not a dig on Saskatchewan. Well, we were talking about your story last night. You know, Saskatchewan came up four or five times. So, anyway. Welcome, Jay. I'll let you ask. You know, the first.
Well, Kristen, tell us about your story. Tell us how you got. Like, how long have you been in the industry?
Over 20 years. So I started cooking when I was 15 at my favorite Mexican restaurant in St. Joe, which is still my favorite restaurant to this day. Nice. Family owned joint. And I worked my way up through the ranks. So I became a GM at a 5-star, 5-diamond hotel when I was 24. Nice. I started studying mixology with a couple of mixologists out of New York. I studied to become a sommelier, worked at a fine dining restaurant with a Michelin star chef. My mentor came from Union Square Hospitality Group. I was 24 and just like, I don't even know what this life is, but I want to be in it forever. So that's really where I had my, you know, major light bulb moments in the hospitality world. And then that was in Colorado Springs. And my husband was selling wine to restaurants. And we decided to move to Denver because there was more opportunity for both of us. And the city was not yet exploding. We were there during the explosion of population growth and every independent operator opening like 6 or 8 restaurants. Neighborhoods were exploding. It was incredible.
Wow.
So I was lucky enough to be a managing partner with a local group in Denver. And we went from 2 to 7 locations in about 5 years, all different concepts, speakeasy, barbecue, Asian noodle bar, fine dining, French, fine dining, Italian, casual.
Wow.
Just a blast. And then I jumped on with a high volume brunch concept called Snooze AM Eatery. We were locally owned in Denver. We had 6 locations and then we grew to 48 locations in 7 years. So that was
an absolutely
wild ride. Yeah. And I oversaw Colorado during that phase of growth, which was incredible and great company for sure. And after 7 years of being with them, I joined a local ice cream company in Denver called Sweet Cow that wanted to grow from 6 to 20 locations. And we had some really awesome plans. And then the pandemic hit and I got burnout in the industry. I stopped taking care of myself and I started working with a coach and needed to reignite my passion for the industry. I knew I wanted to do something different and I wanted to stay connected with it, but it couldn't be in operations. I was ready to do something completely different. Opening the same concept over and over and over again was just not fun anymore. So I decided that I really wanted to help solve the problem of the lack of leadership development resources in the hospitality industry, especially in the independent segment. And I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own company. And I'm going to deliver leadership development value every single day on as many platforms as I can. So that morphed into LinkedIn and newsletters and the podcast, and then soon to be a book launching this fall. So it's been a wild year and a half. I'll tell you that.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
wow.
Wow. Hey,
Jay, you knocked it out of the park again.
You know what?
We'll have to tell her, but we Jay has some magic in finding guests that A, have a cool story, but B, that like to help. And we like hearing that. And that's, you know, a big part of kind of what we do on this late night show. You know, we bitch and complain about certain things sometimes, but we really like talking to people that, well, I do, but we like talking to people that that have an interest and care for helping the industry. And that's awesome. So
that's what hospitality and service is all about, right? So I'm just honored to live in a place where I can do this. And the creativity, you guys know, of being your own entrepreneur and the autonomy that you have and the ability to throw shit at the wall and see what sticks and make adjustments every single day in real time is just incredible. So
yeah, that's That is an awesome part of being an independent an independent owner, an entrepreneur, and also, yeah, you know, your company's called Solutions by Tristan, which is cool. But I think a lot of people don't understand that even in when they open a restaurant, right, they're really doing that as well. They might have a concept and, you know, a clear plan of what they're going to do, but a lot of times those things morph into something else because of circumstance or because of, you know, availability of certain ingredients. And then all of a sudden they've got a winner in something else that they're doing that they weren't planning on doing. So it's, yeah. I like the fact that you're helping the independents, because those are the people that need the help, because they don't have the resources. They don't have the training departments or the development departments or the R&D departments. They don't have all of those things, but they still need them, and they still need access to them, and they need access to that depth of knowledge that obviously sounds like you could bring.
Absolutely. And yeah. You know, some of those restaurateurs go into the space not having a clear plan, right? And not really having a vision for their business. So that's really where I start with clients, but I help them also get really clear on where they want to spend their time and their energy and where the priorities are, and work really hard with them to learn how to set boundaries and say no, which is really, really hard to do when you dedicate your career to serving other people, right? We're people pleasers in this industry. So I do a lot of deep work with understanding people pleasing, you know, mentalities and how they make you successful and how they hold you back at the same time.
Hmm. It was probably the first time we heard, you know, don't be a people pleaser and set boundaries. I think we spoke with Michelle about that a little bit, about are people accepting of that? How long did it take you to accept that? Because you said you worked with a coach.
I learned so much from my coach about self-awareness. I mean, my coach had created a really safe space for me of mutual understanding of trust and respect. My coach was able to hold up a mirror for me and show me how I was showing up when I was really burnt out, which was a victim, which is not who I am or what I wanted to be or how I wanted to show up. Mm-hmm. And once you start shifting your perspective and your mindset around the impact that setting boundaries can have on your life, your entire life changes. So it's, you know, the work that I do with clients and the work that my coach did with me, it's all about taking the tiny steps in order to get closer to what you want. And then once you start to take those steps and you start to build systems so that you can create really great habits and you start to see the progress and you feel it, right? Mm-hmm. And you start to say no for the first time, and then you realize it feels really great. And then you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. And you start to see doors opening. You start to see opportunities around you. And at that point you realize that you're doing the right thing. Right. And when operators that I work with start setting those boundaries and they see that their businesses are not being impacted in a negative way, but that their teams are being empowered and their managers are thinking more like owners, that's a home run.
Yeah. That's for an entrepreneur, it's hard to first off let go, right? Let go of that control. And that, I think that's really tough, but it's empowering. I think once they let go and they let their team sort of, you know, fly out of the nest per se, or not, you know, they're not holding them back anymore. I think it's a surprise to everybody at all the creativity and ability that their staff have. They didn't realize, because they were being held back or they were micromanaging or whatever the circumstances were. To me, that's really cool when people come to that realization that there's like, holy, really? Like I never realized I had this talent here.
100%. You've got to give people the space, right, to be themselves and to be great problem solvers and show you what they can do. That's why you hired them in the first place, right? And I have a client who finally went to his team and said, I'm going to stop picking up shifts for you because I have 7 locations and I can't do this and run the company. And I'm going to start taking a day off a week, and I'm going to let you guys know when that day is. And I'm going to ask that you don't contact me and I'm going to put somebody in charge. And every single one of his managers said, thank you so much for doing this. We really see that you're working too hard and we want what's best for you. And we want you to take a break too, right? It's awesome. All about example, right? They can't expect their teams to have a great quality of life and preach it if they're not going to show up and show them how to do it. So.
And then it creates, I think that the other part of that is it, as much as you think you might be stepping back when you're doing that, you're also growing yourself, right? You're growing yourself in your ability to let go. But it also creates opportunity for you to either do other things or have rest and relaxation.
Absolutely.
It creates an opportunity for the owners when they can let go, which to me is also just awesome.
Yeah. And letting go is really uncomfortable, right? Especially for entrepreneurs. Again, like you said, and who have set everything up from the ground. They are the expert in all the systems. They know every single aspect inside and out of the restaurants. The minute you start to get uncomfortable, though, that's where the growth kicks in. And if you can look at that as a trigger to just continue to lean into that even more, then that's where leadership development really, really starts to happen.
Awesome.
Kristen, one of the things that I always say, and I've said this a million times, which is a million and one, is I believe every restaurant needs a coach. Would you believe this? Can you tell everyone that I'm not just saying this for the heck of it? Because you do this.
Yeah, I do.
How important is it today? Because maybe 10, 20 years ago, you didn't need it.
You probably needed it. Just nobody,
There's just more of them now, right? Everybody need, call it a coach, call it a mentor, call it a partner, whatever it is. You know, I am a strategic partner for restaurateurs, but leadership is really lonely, right? And single restaurant operators have one location, two location, five locations, whatever it is. They don't usually prioritize building a community of other entrepreneurs or restaurant owners or CEOs around them that they can learn from. They sometimes have mentors by the time they get into their career. And then sometimes they give those mentors up as soon as they start their business because they think I got it, or they're just too busy, right? They're not prioritizing their own. They're not investing, I have found, in themselves and their own leadership because they're spending too much time and energy giving to the guests and giving to their teams. And again, once they start to take a step back and spend 1 hour every other week strategizing about their business, reflecting on what's going on, slowing down to celebrate their accomplishments, it just opens up a whole new world of how they see their business because they go back in with a fresh set of eyes and they start to recognize things that they haven't seen before, right? It's super, super impactful.
Are people surprised that that's all you're asking, 1 hour every other week to start with?
No, they're not. No, nobody's surprised. I think it fits really well with their schedule, right?
No, it does for sure. But you're not asking for a lot. You're only asking for 1 hour every 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that we can unpack in that hour.
So it's not a big investment of time to say, hey, I've had this conversation recently with somebody else as well. I'm not a coach. I don't profess to coach, and not knowing enough about coaching.
You're my coach. What are you talking about?
I wasn't gonna out you like that, Jay. But the reality is though is you have to spend time on yourself and for whatever it is, right? If it was just to not think about anything and have a 1 hour of quiet time or 1 hour strategizing about your business, whatever that is. It's awesome that you can tell them. I think a lot of people would say when you suggest, hey, you're going to need a coach, they would immediately think this is going to be a big, massive time investment that I don't have.
When you say it like you just said it, who could not find
1 hour every other week? They could, of course they could.
They can find it, but I will say if they're saying I don't have time for this, they're not ready to do the work. And
there you go.
Beyond just the hour, that I spend with people every other week, every one of those sessions comes with commitments that we make together or they make to themselves, and accountability that we design together. And really the work happens in between the sessions, right? So it's not just that hour. It's up to that client that I work with to really put the time and energy into noticing their behavior, making small changes, having really tough conversations that we've had, you know, we've prepared them for, starting to time block, starting to set boundaries, whatever it is that we're working on. We talk about it, they learn about it, they've got to go in and immediately apply it. And then again, start to create those habits. So that takes time and energy for sure.
For sure. But 1 hour with you over for 2 weeks, if that sets me up to start making that small change, again, it's not a massive investment to start that work, right? It's not. You're not asking for a lot.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah.
It's awesome. Like I'm not saying it's not enough. I'm just saying for somebody who's thinking about this, putting in the hard work is going to be hard for sure. Putting in that effort. But when you're asking for 1 hour every 2 weeks to start thinking about, first off, you know, I guess obviously you do this a little bit of a deep dive to think about, hey, how are we going to help? What are your challenges? But back to what Jay said, everybody should be doing it, even if they only ever did 1 hour, just to find out, or 2 hours to find. I don't know what it takes to sort of get a big picture of here's what the challenges are. Maybe that's a couple hours or 3 hours, right? But if you invest that in yourself, you might find that the changes you have to make are not going to be as big or as massive or as scary as you think they might be.
100%.
Yeah.
Again, it's just those tiny little adjustments that need to be made, but it's, you know, hold a mirror, you know, if you will, up in front of clients and say, look at what's happening. Talk to me about how this is impacting your business. And then sometimes them just saying it, they're like, oh, there it is. Okay. I see.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. That's always so, you know, with my little one person team, that they say exactly that. I knew that. It's like, of course you did, right?
That
sometimes that's pretty cool too, because a lot of times people know what the challenge is, and does it take a coach to uncover it, or to take a second set of eyes at it? What is it?
I think it takes somebody with really strong intuition and some really strong training about what tools to use when with people, yeah. Right? Everybody's different. And
that's hard, right? Yep. Especially if you're buried. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, restaurateurs are going to be the ones that don't want to open up a lot too, right? Like, they're notorious for keeping stuff in.
Pride?
Yep. Ego.
Generations.
Ego.
Yeah. There's you know, different ethnic backgrounds also, you know, those kind of things. Like, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah, they're used to doing a lot of things on by themselves.
Yeah, you're right. Even if they say they got a team, they you know, they're cooking or running the place at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing everything. You're right. You're absolutely right. Chris, I have a question for you. This is one, because one, I'm already blown away. But how does Dominic sound like you? I'll do Dominic. Dominic, when Dominic looks to the ceiling, it's a good question coming, just so you know.
Oh, okay. You bet. Thank you.
Never mind. I will get into this. But I do want to ask you this. When you start helping and you're coaching a client or a customer and you're working with them, at the one thing that I'm going to, like, people that are going to run into this, or maybe they want to start becoming a restaurant coach or they want to do this, what helps at the bottom line, what does it do to the business itself? Do we see sales increase? Because that's what they're going to ask. Does it grow sales?
100%. It impacts every single aspect of your business, because you're able to slow down, look at every aspect of your business, you're developing your skills as a strategic thinker. You're able to prioritize where you're spending your time and your energy. So you're able to get more curious because you have more mental capacity to really start to dive into data, to understand your business more, to have more in-depth conversations with your team and connection. So your retention increases, right? Your sales increase because you're looking at different ways to be innovative with the business. You are able to empower your team more. Again, like Dominic, we were talking about earlier, right? So everybody feels like they're bought in. They're at, you know, I do this a lot when I work on leader, when I host leadership workshops for concepts. We get everybody in that room to think like owners. They know exactly what their roles are. They know how they want to show up as a leader when we get done. And they know what their marching orders are in order to make the business more successful. And it's about every single aspect of it, right? The team, the people, the food, the service, the ambiance, how to offer a really exceptional experience on every single level.
So that's like that just tells me everyone needs a coach. And how many people feel like they may say, you know what, I'm good. Like I'm not broken. Because I keep telling people that it doesn't matter if she's successful already. Oprah has a coach, Dominic. Oprah has a coach.
I believe it. Bezos
has a coach.
Yeah. Because right? They want to level up, right? This coaching isn't for people that are broken. Coaching is for everybody. It doesn't matter at what stage you're at.
You're a shirt with that on.
I should make that. I was really invested in my own leadership development when I was in my early 20s. You know, I loved, you know, books like Setting the Table. I used to buy copies and train my entire staff on that every time I'd open new concepts. And I, at some point in my career, I stopped developing in myself because I was really unhappy. And the moment I started working with a coach who started to really call me out on my bullshit and show me things that I could not see and show me all those roadblocks that were right there in front of me that I just either refused to see or didn't know. Again, everything changed. And I will work with a coach for the rest of my career because I want to make sure that I am laser focused on the right things. And we know as entrepreneurs, it is so easy to get distracted by the shiny objects, right? And if you can set a clear vision and you can check in on it frequently, but you're still going to run into unforeseen things, and having somebody else look at you from an outside perspective is just absolutely priceless.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. I think.
Dominic, you need a coach.
I do. Well, I do. Really? No, exactly for the reasons you just said, because I'm a shiny object guy. I'm a shiny object. I'm getting better, but you know, I'm 20 years late and getting better. It's just maybe because I'm getting tired. It's not unless, you know, I think there used to be a book I think called The Power of Focus, right? Kind of like what you just said, like 100% laser focus. Like I'm talking 30 years ago, that book was out there, right? Which was the power, and it was exactly what she's speaking to, in that when you work, and I, you know, I think I had a mentor. I don't really know, but you know, I think an unofficial one. But when you're focused, when somebody can help focus you on what that goal is and what the plan is to get there, and maybe they just need to focus you. I spoke to somebody on marketing today, Jay, exactly for what Kristen was talking to, because I think we have confused marketing at SafeCheck, right? Me, I've told you that as well. Like, I think we're a little bit confused about what our branding is.
And what a great podcast.
We do. With number two, I think, or number three, right? So, yeah. And you, and how did I, but to your credit, but to my credit, how did we get a great podcast? Well, wait a sec. I'll tell you why I take the credit for it. Because I asked the podcaster.
You did it.
Well, I asked the podcaster, why don't we have a podcast? Well, that was you. No, like I did. I was just like, why would I have a podcast? But my question was, why don't we? Yeah. And Jay's thing was, everybody should have a podcast, and he's right. We should be talking about what we do and how we want to help, and you know, all the, you know, even what we're doing with the late night show. So I think you're spot on. I think that everybody needs a coach, regardless of what their position and what their service is. Even like you said, even if you're already successful, because the reality is you might discover when speaking with your coach that you do have this and you have it under control and your team does have it under control. And really, you could be letting go to focus on other things that may be important to you or things that you've never been able to do because of work, or, you know, you might be able to refocus yourself on something you're passionate about. It might be charity work, or like, who knows what it is, right? It could be another project. It could be something totally different. You're going to be writing a book yourself.
Yeah.
Did you ever think 20 years ago you'd be writing a book, would be my question.
Absolutely not. Nope. Yeah. I looked at anybody that had a book as a celebrity. I thought anybody that had a podcast was a celebrity. I looked at people on LinkedIn and I was like, those people are celebrities. Until I started having conversations with people, I was like, oh, okay.
They're just regular people, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting? I find on my journey, in a sense of like getting to meet people like yourself and working with people like Dominic, is that I think in the last 10 years, we stopped having conversations. And this is why I also think podcasting is so cool, because one, I think it's an incredible marketing engine. I think it's one of the last pure-ish, let's say, because we do know some bots are coming into this, but I do believe it's one of the last frontiers that we can actually listen and believe the conversations that are happening. But I also believe that we stopped having conversations. We stopped having talk. We stopped talking. I grew up in a house where talking was the norm, the coffee at the table, people showing up just on a Saturday morning to sit for 2 hours and talk about whatever. We stopped that a long time ago. And then over the last, 10 years, we really stopped that. And I think it had an effect on a lot of people. So COVID also bumped up podcasts in a way, in streaming stuff like this, how to really jump into the conversations again. But as I tell everyone that I meet, you have a podcast, like I said, Dominic, there's so many stories, but we need to talk and we stop. And I think the fact that it's the simplicity of just talking, I have learned more, and I thought I knew consulting and helping and coaching restaurants over my bazillion years doing it and coaching, thousands, let's put it that way, restaurants across Canada. I thought I knew everything. Nothing. Even I'm making notes of what you're saying, Kristen, is that I just totally, I think the more we talk, the more we learn. We listen and learn, like talking and learning, because I think it both kind of comes hand in hand. But we stop talking. I could probably do a workshop on how to have a conversation with people. And that's how crazy it is. People are having a hard time to talk and to have that dialogue. So when you're talking about like leadership and people trying to lead teams, that's all of a sudden like another step in the right direction. But they're having a hard enough time to talk to their team, let alone lead them.
Well. It's a great point you bring up, right? I mean, we all played on the playground and had conversations when we were little, right? That's where we
were
and from family. And now tech is a huge barrier, right? So I appreciate that, what you're saying. And I agree that we have to continue to show everybody in the world and in the hospitality industry that you can have conversations on any platform that you want to. And that they can learn something from anybody anytime they talk to them if they're open to it.
Dominic, are you like making a sandwich?
I'm gonna plug in my phone here because I'm gonna lose.
Do you have a bathroom break like we had the other night for 5 minutes because my computer went down?
No. No, I'm ready for that. I've been prepping myself about that.
No, I just think that I think the simplicity, sometimes we can complicate things, but I think honestly, the fact that what you're doing is like incredible. First of all, like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I tell you, if it sucked, that's how I am. But I think it's incredible. Honestly, like it is. It's incredible what you're doing, because I foresee it when I work with customers today or meet with them. I see the need, right? I see the need of what they're going through, and I'm like. And I see the pressures of our industry moving at light speed right now. Things are changing so fast. If you're trying to be a restaurateur and keeping your thumb on the social channels and using that to promote your business, well, by the time you figure it out, you're late. You're already, there's already shift and change or tech. And, you know, and you look at food costs, labor costs, all these other factors that are, you know, rent, leases, all these things that are factor. How do you keep your finger on it? And you might, but you're probably going a little crazy doing it. And it's a lot of pressure and stress.
Yep.
Like we had a pill for stress for restaurateurs, which we probably do. but you know, like we can market one, you know, run a restaurant. Here's your magic pill, right? Like,
yeah.
You probably have one in the States, but it is that.
Well, the answer is having a coach. Actually, you don't need the pill.
No, you don't need. No, I was getting to that, but that's what it is. That's important. Yeah. I really do. I think that's a good thing. Yeah.
A lot of operators that I talk to come to me with a problem, and what they're talking about, and as we dive deeper into it, that's not really what the issue is. You know, they are spending a lot of time constantly putting Band-Aids on things. There's always a challenge or an issue underneath that first one. And so, again, once we can really start to understand what the real issue is, then we solve that. We get to the root cause. We solve the issue, and then typically that has a ripple effect within the organization too. And then once they start to think like that, then again, we start to make a bigger impact, which is just incredible.
Do you think we will ever get to, because this is not, there's not an end to this, right? Like, I don't know if you know, or Dominic, you know, but the industry isn't getting easier.
No, it's getting harder. It's getting more complicated. I think just on the tech side and on the social side, on the communication side, like you said, Jay, younger people have a harder time communicating because they're used to doing it by social and texting, and not everybody is able to directly communicate with people. And that's a challenge in itself. And that's a challenge for owners in dealing with their staff as well, because we don't understand it. And for really old people like myself, it's extra hard to understand. It's extra hard to understand that shift, because we would say, well, yeah, back in my day, you know, and all these things. Jay, we had it with the tech, with a young person that was on and said, hey, let them have their cell phone on the floor. And me and Monty were, are you nuts? Why would you let them have their cell phone? No, their cell phone needs to be in their car. Like, 50,000 feet away from them, not anywhere close to them, so they can't access it. So I think you're 100% right. The challenges are massive. They're massive. So you should be working with people like Kristen.
I know, but sure. Kristen, do you feel like it's going to, like, one day people are going to go, like, when does this end? There's got to be an end to this, or is it just keep going and getting shittier and shittier and shittier?
I don't forget shittier. It changes, Jay. I think it changes for the better.
I think there are more leadership development resources out there than there ever have been before, through platforms like podcasts and books and communities like LinkedIn, right? And newsletters and
Dominic's.
All the content that we're creating.
Yeah.
You know, but data is it's new to restaurants, right? We used to have, sure, we've had POS for a long time, but the reporting wasn't as slick as it was. And so nobody really looked at it. That's a huge mindset shift. I was talking to Derek, and I've talked to Jim about this. I think they're watching the show, but hey guys, shout out if you are. But this is new. It's a new concept. It's a new way of thinking. And again, they've got to be able to get curious about it, but they've got to lean in, because it's really uncomfortable, and they have to be able to make time for it. I had a client a couple of weeks ago come to me and say, my staff is asking for me to teach them about how to look at my POS reporting, and I have no idea how to do it. And I was like, let's just jump in for 10 minutes. And just focus on it and learn a couple things, and then take it back to your team, and then come back and continue to do it. It just takes time, but it starts with the willingness to want to do it. And again, I think hopefully operators are getting into this space because they want to grow concepts, and they want to make an impact in people's lives, and they want hospitality to thrive, and they want to help develop teammates to be better employees when they leave than when they started with their company. That's my hope. I might be, you know, hopeless romantic here, but I'm sticking with it.
No, I think I think, you know, I've spoken about this with Jay and with a lot of our guests. I think, there's more availability. And I also think that, the younger, more maybe technology sophisticated. I don't want to say that, but the younger operators would know, okay, I'm going to go look for this. I'm going to do a search for this to just imagine what I can search for. And the older ones might not. I think this is a problem in people that wouldn't go to the NRA show, the National Restaurant Association show, or Restaurants Canada show, just to see all the possibilities are there in one place. Do a search. Like, I think a lot of people don't know that people like Kristen exist. Or like Derek, like we had on the other day, or Monty, Jay, you're doing a show with Monty, that there are people out there that have been there, that have been through those wars, and, you know, come out of them, not necessarily unscathed, but alive, to be able to tell you the story of, here's what worked for me, or here's what we know has worked for many, many other people because of what you do as a business. So I think if people went and looked, there are many solutions out there available to them. And there are many highly skilled people that you can just use as a sounding board. You can use a podcast for sure, right? Then the next step might be, okay, well, I'm going to hire Kristen and I want to talk about what our challenges are. And she's either going to confirm what my belief is or tell me I'm full of shit. I'm totally wrong. This is where your problem is. And as soon as we are open enough to A, go and do the search, investing that little bit, like she's not asking for a lot, I don't think, right? I don't know what the money investment is, but the initial consultation is not going to be a lot. I think the first step is to go and look and ask the question, you know, what kind of help is out there for me? It's not, I don't think it's hopeless. I think it's hard, and I think it'll continue to be hard because it's a tough industry. It is. It just is, right? There's lots of challenges on top of everything, right? And it's a tough industry. So if people are willing to look, there's incredible resources, more than there ever was, really, on the help side, right? Absolutely. If you would have said to somebody 40 years ago, do you have a coach for your restaurant? They would have said, what the F are you talking about? I don't need a coach. I'm making hamburgers. Right?
I think a lot of times coaches got maybe put into the lane where like psychologists and people helping out with, you know,
there was a stigma around it.
There was a stigma around that. Right. So that's why I think more and more people like Kristen here that is promoting the use of getting, you know, having coaches and restaurant coaches and business coaches, I think is important. Like it's not getting easier. It's not by no means getting more uncomplicated. It's getting more complicated. And I think the fact is it's proven. It's a proven track record. So I'm just fascinated being able to sit and chat with you, Kristen. It's just that I'm blown away when I hear coaches and people out there helping our industry. Like Dominic, that's all we've been focusing on is really getting people out there. You know, we don't, if you notice, we don't talk about the negative unless he talks about politics, but we don't talk about the negative because there's enough negative out there. We could talk till we're blue in the face about, you know, how hard and challenges, and let's talk about what you're doing wrong and all those other things out there. That's what makes our show, I think, different, is that we want to spread the news out there of all these amazing people like yourself.
Yeah, look at that's why I said you hit it out of the park, man. You find these amazing guests that are doing amazing things and that really want to help the industry. And I truly believe there's probably a solution out there for everything, for every problem. Oh, and it's already been invented. It's already been proven. They already have a track record of helping. Like, if you really went and looked, right? So I am back to this whole thing. I think, A, we're afraid of looking if we know there's a problem, and probably both. Usually we don't think we have a problem. That it's back to doom and gloom, Jay, right? Kind of what you say
we need people like Kristen to help us get 100%. That. You said the mirror. I wrote it down. What you said is pulling that mirror out and looking like it. I think it's important because we tend to avoid that. Like I can look at I could do a whole week without looking in a mirror, but I think the fact that we have to do that once in a while on the reality, right? Is important. I think it's important to have a self-check. You know what I've always said, and maybe I'm totally crazy here, you have to realize where you stand to know where you have to go forward. So a lot of people, warm up to the point, Dominic, is that
you're bang on, man.
But that's the problem a lot of people want to admit, because sometimes it's not great to say, here's actually where we're at. And when you talk to businesses, sometimes they don't want to admit mistakes or errors, or, you know what, we're not doing good here. Or they want, or, you know what, we don't really do good on social. They have this really hard time for the realization of where they are currently. But I always say we have to find where that is, because we can ideally position an endpoint for the restaurant or for that, for the customer, what their goal is to get to achieve what that goal is. But typically the hard point is finding out where they're at today, because you have to look in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm not good at this. I've had this happen to me about 7 years ago when my boss at the time came in and says, dude, your team ain't following you because you ain't good. You know, I'm like, really? And then I had to have that realization. You go, you know what? She's right. You know, you have to kind of sometimes, it hurts sometimes to what that is, but you have to grow and until you know where you stand. Because a lot of people will, okay, well, I'll do this, or I'll get going, or I'll fix this, whatever it is, but they don't realize where they're at currently at the moment. How, like, where is your position? I always say you have to know. You can't improve on anything until you know where you're at currently at that moment. And I think that's important when we look at our industry, because a lot of people will just keep going through the motion and motion and motion and go, you know, I'll do this, or I'll fix this, or we'll do this, or we'll change the menu. And it doesn't really improve things. So there's my point.
Love it. Love it.
Put that on a shirt.
Wow. It's going to be really fine print, Jay. Really small. We got to have like 16 points for sure.
Exactly.
Probably 24 point. Maybe. So can you boil that down to one sentence? Chris, first off, how do people find you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my email is KristenLMarvin@gmail.com. And my name is spelled weird. So it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N. Or you can call me at 719-494-6074. Or shoot me a text.
You know you're good.
You are on LinkedIn.
Tell me, just wait a second. You know you're good when you throw your phone number out. I've only had, I bet you, 5 people in 1,500 shows that have done that. So kudos.
Some people don't like email, right? They don't.
I agree with you. I think it's always better. I put give us a call, right? Because we do answer our phone, and it's often
talking. You got to talk.
You got and people are surprised. I think you're right, Jay. When you tell them, hey, you can call me, right? Or I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Call me, and I'm happy to talk to you. You also you do a podcast.
I do. Thank you.
What's your podcast?
It's called the No Hesitations Podcast. And each week, I teach leaders in the restaurant industry a different lesson to help them be world class operators.
Cool. Okay.
Awesome. Well, so we'll put the link in our podcast for your podcast.
Yeah.
And then when we put the show out, we'll put your podcast in our, we'll promote your podcast, but that way.
Yeah, for sure.
Dominic will get shirts made and we'll promote you up here in Canada.
What's the, people are going to ask no hesitations about what, right? It's pretty open-ended, no hesitations, right? So that's, there was a movie called Yes Man, kind of like, no hesitations. I'm not going to hesitate. I'm just going to do it, which is cool. What about a website?
So KristenMarvin.com. And no hesitations was kind of a playoff of no reservations. Big Anthony Bourdain. Okay. And cool. I was playing around with names and thought it was fun. But I also want people to think about, don't hesitate to invest in yourself. Don't hesitate to think about your leadership development. It's the most important
thing that you can. Awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah,
no, I said that.
In reference a 90s movie. Thanks, Dominic.
No, well, but don't hesitate to invest in yourself is really, 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 really important, because when people if they take that little step back and say, just self-evaluate for a few minutes, investing in a coach or a solutions provider like Kristen is worth the initial conversation at the very least. Like you said, hey, if they don't think they need you, no harm, no foul, right? Like they just talk and they can go away and suffer in misery, or think, hey, they're doing great without you, or they can open up and decide, well, I should be talking to somebody.
Yeah, sometimes it's not the right time.
No, exactly. So, yeah. Thank you for your good work.
Yes, thank you.
And thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for coming up with us.
Appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had awesome stuff. So, Kristen, thanks again. And to everyone else, please check out tomorrow's show. And then Friday, Dominic, we have shows tomorrow and Friday, just so you know. Okay. All right, we're doing both tomorrow, and then we're airing the other one on Friday, just so everyone knows that as well.
Both tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow and Friday.
Friday you have off.
At like 11:30 Eastern, right?
Yeah. No, earlier. A little earlier. Don't do that.
Okay.
Mess with me.
Would that be? 11:30, 12 midnight in Newfoundland.
What are you talking about? What language is that? It's a province.
They're off by half an hour. That's just not normal.
It's weird. Anyways, Kristen, thank you again. All the best. Well, we're going to, like, please check out what you're doing, everyone that's going to listen to this. And if you made it to 56 minutes, thank you for listening and putting up with our crap.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. And to everyone else, have a great rest of your evening. And also check out the Late Night Show on all the other podcasts. This isn't a podcast. I don't think it's a podcast, but we are up on all the other podcast channels. And Dominic, tomorrow we're on twice. Just a reminder. And also everyone else, we'll see you at the NRA show May 18th to the 21st at the McCormick Center, not the Spice Hut.
McCormick.
Yeah. McCormick.
Yeah. McCormick Place.
In Chicago. And check us out. So thanks, Kristen.
Kristen, will you be going to the National Restaurant Association show?
I will not. I will be in Denver. Or leadership.
You'll be in Denver. Okay.
Blast.
Yeah. Way to go. We talked about that earlier. Anyways, all the best.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys later. Real.